Welcome to our next episode of the 5 Moments of Need AI Matters podcast series. This is Chris King, one of the co-hosts you'll meet throughout the series. We aim to bring order and focus to the AI discussion in and around the L&D world, exploring how it aligns with frameworks like the 5 Moments of Need and content management. Throughout the coming months, we will be sharing both expert insights and real-life examples from practitioners. In this AI Matters podcast, Con Gottfredson sat down with Alan Koh from Meta's Global Operations Learning Organization. Alan is a learning content management program manager and has been spearheading strategic design and implementation of generative AI-powered learning solutions at Meta. He talks with Con about the steps he takes to stay future-ready with the right skills, knowledge, and experiences to keep him ready to navigate today's challenges and future ambiguities. Alan talks through some of the amazing tactical things he's done at Meta and encourages everyone to jump into generative AI and try things out, because there's no better way to learn than by doing. From generating content-rich multiple-choice questions to building the next AI performance support agent, Alan's experience and open-minded approach to learning how to work with AI is instructive to anyone wondering how to get started.
Welcome, everyone. This is Con Gottfredson, one of your co-hosts here in the AI Matters podcast series. It's my honor today to be joined by Alan Koh, who is a remarkable member of the GOLO team, the Global Operations Learning Organization at Meta. Alan, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Con. Thanks for having me here. It's really a pleasure.
Yeah, you're joining us from Singapore, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Sunny Singapore.
That's a beautiful part of the world. Some time ago, as you know, Alan, we had Angie Hubert with us. Angie is one of the two recipients this year of the Trailblazer Award, which is awarded to two leading professionals in our field who are doing remarkable things, blazing trails, boldly going where no one else has gone before. And at GOLO, you've been, for the last 3 years, boldly moving into learning content management and actually doing things that we haven't done before. That is, actually doing single source publishing and publishing to multiple modalities from a single source, which is very exciting. And in that, you've structured content and done some amazing things. Well, that all of that has put Meta in a place to be able to step into AI and make AI really smart, at least behave much more powerfully. And so we want to talk about that with you today, because you've been one of the leading member of your team in making AI operational within this environment of learning content management. Tell us a little bit about your background and your specific role at Meta.
Yeah, sure. But first, I want to give a shout out to Angie. She has been an absolute joy to work with in the Meta Global Operations Learning Team. Right. So I just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Well, I agree with you. She's an amazing learning leader, isn't she?
She is indeed. So a little bit about myself. I have been a part of learning innovation teams for the last 16 years, working out of some major organizations based out of Singapore. So I had the opportunity to join Meta as a curriculum specialist about 3.5 years ago. My background is quite varied. It is in multimedia technology. It is in learning sciences. It is also in information systems and administration. So having this diverse background, knowledge and skills has enabled me to take on multiple hats within the learning technology space. So to share more about what my role is in Meta right now, I work for the Global Operations Learning Team. I am a program manager focusing on learning content strategy. For the past year or so, I have been heavily involved with Gen AI in learning projects for the team.
That's wonderful. And so with that, let's talk about what you have done to become the expert AI guy. That is the person within your team. How have you tooled yourself up, schooled yourself to be in a position to do some of the remarkable, well, all of the remarkable things that you're doing at Meta?
I mean, first of all, Kwan, I don't consider myself an expert. There's still so much to learn in this field. But I have definitely put in a good shift in terms of upskilling myself, in terms of pursuing professional development opportunities. So let me share with you my North Star, which is to be as future ready as I can be.
You know, all of us have to be future ready. And so what are some of the specific things that you've done to help yourself be ready and able at all times to help Meta move forward with generative AI?
Throughout my career, I definitely believe in the spirit of continuous learning, be it formal professional development programs, such as the specialist diploma in applied artificial intelligence that I'm taking now. Not only that, but through work, right, to identify opportunities to upskill myself in learning from my colleagues, in learning from experts in this new emerging field of Gen AI. Aside from the theoretical studies that I have gone through, I have also went on a journey to learn by doing. I have participated in hackathons within the company to partner with other experts to develop Gen AI prototypes. I have even moved on to develop my own using the open source Llama 3 technologies to create performance support solutions that you have seen at the recent summit.
That's wonderful. So you've got to be an aggressive learner. That is wanting to get out there to learn all that you can, but then learn by doing, just jumping in and doing it, right? So tell us about the things that you've jumped in and done that are exciting and interesting to your professional work.
I will be sharing this from two perspectives. One would be the work internal to what I'm doing in Meta, and the other would be work that's outside of Meta, but leveraging Meta open source technologies. So that way the listeners can benefit as well. So firstly, let's talk about internal Meta work that we have. So you spoke about learning content management. So one huge opportunity in that area for us with the Gen AI technology is in generating structured training content through some of the work that we have done with UConn in having this reusable content objects architecture. So what happens is that we are able to put in prompt templates to generate out training content based on fixed structures. So this greatly increases the efficiency of producing first draft training content so that our learning solutions partner can spend more time doing higher value work, more time in reviewing the content and making sure it aligns with our content strategy, and just less time, less cognitive load in producing that first draft. That is one area that I touch on.
Yeah, you know, the first step in all learning content management practices is to get your unstructured content structured. And so what is important in the world of learning content management is to identify what those structures are for the different types of content that are the building blocks for all of the outputs, the deliverables that you need to create, right? And so, and that can be labor intensive, finding content, writing it. And so being able to scan content, existing unstructured content, and then to structure it. What types of content have you structured?
So we have structured content such as knowledge topic introductions. So these are essentially when you need to introduce a topic to a new learner. We have also structured content like multiple choice questions generation. For example, we could tell the AI to output 5 questions, each with 4 options, and then make it more challenging for the learners. And we could also add learning feedback at the end of each MCQ. So these are examples of ways that we have generated training content first drafts.
I think you have 12 or 13 different content structures that make up all the deliverables for both performance support and learning experience outputs. And so that is a mighty journey that you're on, is to automatically generate at least the first draft of that, of those content structures.
Yeah. Well, so it's really thanks to the foundations that Juan yourself you have set up with the team in building out these structures. And right now we are marrying it that with the latest advancements in Gen AI technology, by being able to generate these outputs based on the structures that have been defined. So it's really wonderful to see how this work has evolved. I'm really excited about what the future holds.
Yeah. So what other marvelous, wonderful things are you doing?
So outside of Meta, and while still using Meta-based technologies, in this case, the open source Llama 3. So I have utilized my knowledge and skills picked up from my part-time course, and then created a performance support solution that leverages Gen AI for LMD professionals. So what this does is that if you log on to the web app, you can input the learner persona, you can input the performance objectives, and the content URL. Just with these three inputs, you can then automate the generation of a content outline, learning activities, simplify key concepts, and also produce formative assessment activities such as MCQs. So these are open tools out there that, you know, everyone who's keen to learn, they could watch tutorials and just build something wonderful with this technology.
That is wonderful. And I've seen some of this, and it really is very exciting. Is there anything else that you're working on, internal or external? And where are you wanting to go?
So that's a great question. The future possibilities are really aplenty, so we have to be very selective. One of my core areas that I am looking to concentrate on is to provide performance support chatbot to augment what I have created for the content generation space. What this means is that a learner or a performer in this case could perform their job tasks and retrieve information that they need at the point of need, either through natural language processing, which is through speech, or through typing in their query. And with that, using the Gen AI retrieval augmented generation approach, it will pick up the relevant domain information and feed this to support the performer's performance at that point of time. So that's one core area, performance support chatbot. The other area that I'm really excited about would be the multimodality that we will start to see for a lot of this learning lab.
So I'm really right now interested in multimodality AI. So why don't you come into that? That's such an important piece here. So
yes, I think multimodality generative AI, it's a huge, huge opportunity for learning and development and performance support. Now, why so? Currently, if you look at a lot of these Gen AI technologies, we are just scratching the surface using text. Although there's some image generation capabilities out there, but from a L&D perspective, I think that we do have huge opportunities to have more refined outputs that can be utilized for our training courses. So aside from that, I also look forward to, you know, being able to just plonk in my learner profile, content URL, performance objectives, and then generating first draft of entire courses that has imagery, that has video, that has audio, and, you know, text. Right now, the technology is there. It's not yet pervasive, but I think in a matter of months, we should be able to see huge advancements in this area that can greatly speed up our training content creation first drafts.
Yeah, it really is. You know, as I look at what's happening with agentive AI, with multimodality AI, with conversational AI, and with generative AI, and that's just a scratch on the surface of what's happening. But all of that coming together is going to allow us to really not just support learning, but to support learning as people do their work, what we call workflow learning, learning while working, learning while doing, which is what you shared with us that you're doing. And in that, we can see coming to us a very sophisticated set of tools and services that can enable effective performance on the job, real time. Mm-hmm. You know, you learn as you do your work. And that is such an exciting future. And certainly there will be times in which people need to step back from their work and stop working so that they can learn when the critical impact of failure requires that, when it requires us to simulate situations because we don't want to practice real time when there's a fire or when there are other things that need to be dealt with. But all of this is coming together to reframe how people learn in the workplace. It's very exciting.
You touch on a few great points. One is on agentic AI. I think that's something that I am looking forward to tremendously as well, because that enables us to automate even greater number of processes and output. Now, secondly, on the point about changing the way that we learn, I definitely see digital coaches being even more technology advanced than they are right now.
And that is so exciting, you know, to have a digital coach that can know who I am, where I am, what I'm doing, who's doing it with me, and helping me in a very natural coaching way, as if you were sitting at my side guiding me through it. And that is not far off. I mean, we have the technology to begin to do that. It's very exciting.
It is. If you take a look at the technology landscape right now, all these components are there. We just need to bring them together, integrate them into a holistic learning experience, fit in this digital coach. And I think that performance support will greatly increase the effectiveness and efficiency in how someone performs on their job.
Yeah, well, thank you. Anything else that you want to share with folks out there who are just jumping in and wanting to go where you have been going?
Yeah, so I would like to just encourage anyone who's thinking about learning about Gen AI. My advice is to just go and try things out. For Meta, we have launched meta.ai. I think that's a very good starting point. This is a free AI model that you can utilize off your web browser, off WhatsApp or Instagram. This is where you can interact with AI and just dip your toes into this space and try it out. You'll be amazed. You could also utilize its image generation functionalities to use this imagery for your work free of charge. Aside from that, I would encourage people to build up their professional networks, to learn from experts, get onto social media and see what people are doing and start learning some of these things online. There are a lot of learning resources. For example, you could go into deeplearning.ai and look up prompt engineering course from Meta. You could also, for the more technology savvy folks, you could go into Hugging Face, which is an open machine learning community, to look up some of these Llama 3 models and models that have been fine-tuned for specific needs out there to use. I think there's plenty of things to do depending on your technology appetite. And there's no better time to start than now.
Oh, thank you, Alan. You really are future ready. But you have to keep working to retain that status, don't you?
Certainly.
Thank you for sharing with us your journey and helping us understand a bit where things are going and the great work that you and the team there at Meta are doing. And thank you, all of you, for listening, for taking time to be a part of these podcasts. That is a great indication that you are well on your way to being future ready. And what I've learned from you, Alan, is just about jumping in, learning by doing, but also studying and aggressively making sure that you're listening and learning and growing every step of the way. Thank you again, Alan, for joining us.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, that's it for this episode of the 5 Moments of Need AI Matters podcast series. We look forward to future conversations about how to best put the 5 Moments of Need into practice with artificial intelligence. We welcome your feedback and can be reached on LinkedIn at the 5 Moments of Need or on our website, www.5momentsofneed.com. We hope you're finding these helpful and that you'll subscribe for future episodes. Have a great day, friends.